1989. What a difference a year makes. The game. Baltimore Orioles 5, Boston Red Sox 4 in 11 innings. At Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, 52,161 fans on hand on Monday, April 3rd, 1989. The weather, great. Sunny and 60s. Hall of Famers, Orioles manager Frank Robinson and shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., Red Sox pitcher Lee Smith, third baseman Wade Boggs, and outfielder Jim Rice. Game highlights. In spite of the fact the Orioles finished the 1988 season with the worst record in baseball, more than 52,000 showed up for opening day 1989, a year after the most humiliating season-opening losing streak in baseball history. The Baltimore Orioles rewarded their loyal fans with a walk-off win over the defending AL East champions. The Orioles got to the game's best pitcher, Boston's Roger Clemens, for 4 runs in 7 innings. Cal Ripken Jr.'s 3-run homer in the 6th delivered most of Baltimore's runs, and rookie Craig Worthington delivered a walk-off single in the 11th. Reliever Brian Holton pitched 4 1/3 innings to earn the win. The story. This was one of those pinch-myself kind of days. In late 1988, I accepted a job back at the company I loved, Home Team Sports, in a more senior role than the one I'd left just 2 years earlier. As a member of the management team, I hoped to spend the next several years helping to grow the business. Here I was on opening day at 28 years of age, working for a cable network that televised Major League Baseball games, wearing a press pass I didn't deserve, I was not a member of the working press, that allowed me to roam just about anywhere I wanted to entertain VIP clients. I was in heaven. There were only 6 skyboxes in Memorial Stadium, 3 on each side of the high home plate press box. Included in our parent company's multi-million dollar deal with the team was the use of 1 of these boxes above the first base dugout. You certainly wouldn't call it a suite or luxury box. It included 3 rows of 4 chairs and a small, well-stocked refrigerator just like the one I had in my college dorm room. The fridge in our box even had a baseball-sized dent in the door from a Lee Lacy foul ball in 1985. I had roamed Memorial Stadium during my first tour of duty at HTS from 1984 to 86, but today felt different. In 1984, I was too new an Orioles fan to appreciate the pregame World Series flag raising. After all, I had attended the 1983 ALCS rooting for the other team. The Colts cloud hung over everything in 84, and we were scrambling to put a cable network on the air later that week. Even President Reagan made an early exit that day, as he did in 86, after his pregame appearance. By 1989, I was in a new job and had 3 kids. We had a new president who planned to stay for a while, and the Orioles only had 1 way to go in the standings, up. Despite my powerful press pass, today there was only 1 thing keeping me from visiting the boxes on the third base side and the seats beyond: the U.S. Secret Service. I was awestruck. Staring across the mezzanine level at baseball commissioner Bart Giamatti, his guest, President George H.W. Bush, and the president's wingmen, Secretary of State Jim Baker, Defense Secretary Dick Cheney, and baseball legend Ted Williams. Williams had played 19 seasons for the Red Sox, managed the Washington Senators from 1969 to 71, and was good friends with the president. Bush had thrown out the first pitch earlier to Orioles catcher Mickey Tettleton, believed to have been the first time a president had ever made such a ceremonial toss from the pitcher's mound. President Jimmy Carter threw out the first pitch before the Orioles lost Game 7 in the 1979 World Series, and they lost both time when President Reagan did the honors on opening day. Superstitious fans were anxious, knowing that when the commander-in-chief was in the house, their team was 0-3. The congestion on the mezzanine level cleared out in the 5th inning as the president and his entourage left the building, leaving fans to focus on baseball for the rest of the afternoon. They were studying their new team that bore little resemblance to the one that had lost 107 games the year before. Minutes after the president departed, The crowd erupted as their superstar delivered. Cal Ripken Jr.'s three-run blast to right center field put the Orioles ahead. The Red Sox quickly tied the score in the seventh before the Orioles won in extra innings. After Tettleton touched home plate with the winning run, his teammates rushed the field and the fans celebrated. For the first time in 22 months, the Orioles had a winning record. They were 1-0. The win kicked off an improbable season that would have the Birds in playoff contention all the way until the season's second-to-last game. They finished 87-75, marking the fourth biggest one-year turnaround in baseball history. They also had snapped the presidential winless streak, causing some fans to wonder, could Bush maybe come back tomorrow? For the box score, play-by-play, and a peek at a young fella's 1989 press pass, visit openingday5050.com.